I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for today. We'll see a high near 88 degrees. Illinois lawmakers will be back in Springfield for a second day of legislative special session on school funding today, but not much action is expected. Governor Rauner continues to say he'll reject a plan that the Democrat-controlled legislature approved. It changes how Illinois distributes school money. Senate President John Cullerton says the Senate won't send the bill to the Republican governor until Monday at the earliest. Governor Rauner says he wants the bill on his desk, but it may not happen as soon as he would like, as Rachel Otwell reports.
Proponents of the measure say it'd be more equitable than the current way schools are funded, which is largely based on property taxes. The governor says in the measure's current state, too much money would go to Chicago teacher pensions. He says that comes at the expense of other districts. Rauner wants to make changes to the bill immediately.
There is no education funding available for our children, and unless we fix that, our schools will not open on time.
Democrats have refused to send him the package, even though it passed the legislature in the spring. Democratic Senate President John Cullerton, who's from Chicago, says he's offered to meet with the governor to negotiate, but Rauner has refused. Cullerton says he's held on to the bill pending a conversation.
Because of the mental state of the governor, he's really had a bad month. I'm just asking for a meeting, guys. I mean, I'm not trying to be confrontational.
Cullerton now says the bill will be forwarded to Rauner by Monday. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The special session today will be continued the rest of this week and Monday as well. Officials in Jackson, Monroe, Randolph, and Perry counties are gaining support to make the two-lane highway, Route 127, a four-lane highway. They're calling it the Four-Lane, Four-County Commission. Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens says President Trump's trillion-dollar road infrastructure plan and Governor Bruce Rauner's possible capital improvement plan have local officials hoping the idea will become a reality.
All four counties passed resolutions in support of the project. The city of Murfreesboro passed a resolution in support of it, and I know dozens of others have as well. So that's the stage we're in right now, is gathering support from the various entities that believe this could have a positive impact.
The expansion would go from Murfreesboro to Pinckneyville, then west to Waterloo and into the Metro East.
Being two lanes from Murfreesboro up to the Metro East has always been problematic.
Stevens says the four lanes would make Southern Illinois more attractive to businesses and keep farmers safer during harvest and planting seasons. You can provide feedback by emailing the mayor at mayor@murfreesboro.com. More than 50 people rallied to protest efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act in Springfield this week. Signs had phrases like "Stop Repeal" and "Health care is a human right." Those at the rally say ideally they want the Affordable Care Act to remain as is. I'm Jennifer Fuller.